You're not pronouncing it for anybody other than the nation that you're covering, and out of respect to them, you're pronouncing it for them. So when I have had Colombians, for example, write to me and say, I've been living in Australia for 37 years and constantly having my name mispronounced has always been a difficulty for me. To have it pronounced correctly is really quite touching. And part of why I'm almost pleased that this has occurred is because it means that we now have to re-educate a different audience. And that is why I'm pleased, because Les had to fight tremendously hard for the game and for the immigrants, people like my parents who came to Australia with nothing for a better life. They were able to establish an identity through Les and through the game and within the country. So I'm glad.
That's Lucy Zelich, SBS's chief football host. She's come under fire for the way she pronounces footballers' names during the World Cup. Criticised for the way she correctly pronounces the players' names. So she and co-host, SBS's chief football analyst, Craig Foster, felt the need to address the issue head on. Craig Foster joins me now. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's kind of bizarre, but Lucy has been criticised for pronouncing the names of players correctly. Why has she faced this criticism?
Look, I've seen it before with SBS. It has been an issue. You know, I think in Australian life, basically, and what Lucy said there is correct, and that is that it's, you know, SBS's mantra is about educating the Australian public, and this is a really important conversation. So many people have written since we did that video chat on Twitter and said, look, you know, Australia has never really respected my language. You know, I'm expected to just suffer through people mispronouncing my name all the time, and language is really important, of course, as part of our multicultural and diverse nation. So this is one of the things that football can also offer, and that's why SBS has broadcast the game for so very long, because it's about all the different cultures around the world. And I think in the end, it's the difference, in my mind anyway, between tolerance and respect and equality. And that means just, you know, new arrivals, people coming to Australia from different backgrounds, which so much now are part of the country, and people saying, look, we tolerate it, but you have to leave behind some of your heart, some of what you stand for, some of the things you love, and part of that is some of your language. But that's not the ethos of SBS, it's not the ethos of football. It's not the ethos of Lucy, and it certainly never was of Les.
Craig, you sat next to Lucy as she addressed this issue. Had you talked about this before? Did you decide to call out the trolls?
Yeah, no, we hadn't discussed it. No, I only became aware of it, actually. We're sort of in a bit of a bubble here, but just that morning, actually, I spoke to my wife, and she told me what had been occurring. I think she read something in the press. So I see here, you know, the professionalism that Lucy's brought to the role. I mean, it's been an incredible load that she's had to absorb. I think at my count last night was about 27 different games and shows, including World Cup Today and on Twitter Live and so on, over the last 6 days, which I'd imagine would be unprecedented. So she's come into an environment where, you know, she's got, In some ways, she felt before, she was a bit concerned that, you know, she had to step into the big, massive shoes of Les Murray. And I said to her, no, you have your own skills. You have your own abilities. You don't need to try and, you know, inherit Les's legacy. You can create your own. And you are a fabulous presenter. You've got a big career ahead of you. Just do it in your own manner. Do it in an authentic way, and you'll be wonderful. And she really has been. So, no, it was just an opportunity to provide some support to a colleague as well, because the thing about SBS is everyone who works, aside from me, you know, obviously my surname is Foster, that's very difficult to mispronounce, everyone at SBS has been through the same issue. They've all come to the country, or their parents have come to the country, and all of them have faced over the decades some type of prejudice. Many still do, and we feel it very keenly, and it was just an opportunity to talk about what's a pretty important issue.
Is some of the criticism that she has received gendered? I mean, did Les Murray get criticised for his pronunciations? Because he also nailed them.
My feeling is that that's likely, yes, and we still have some pretty significant issues there. I mean, look what happened with Julia Gillard when she was PM, for instance. So there's no question that there's double standards. one reason why I think it's important to point out what a fabulous job Lucy is doing, and not for the fact that she's a woman, just that she is an outstanding professional. Having said that, Les also, I think in the early years, went through that. Les started with his pronunciations and his demeanour, and the pride that he showed, the way he dressed, the way he spoke. I mean, you can imagine back in the early 80s in Australia, you know, SBS was a phenomenal initiative that's made huge impact, in my view, in terms of Australia's growth as a multicultural nation. But we all know that we've still got a very, very long way to go. So Les would have unquestionably suffered that, but then he became a loved figure, then he became an icon, and by that time, you know, people will, you know, will overlook these types of things.
Now back to the game. The Socceroos play Peru tonight. What are their chances of winning, making it through to the next round?
Yeah, I think we can definitely do it. It's a bit of a nervy one because we also need France to step up and beat Denmark. I'm not too sure that's going to happen because Deschamps, the French coach, is likely to rest a whole bunch of players there. But let's assume that it does. We just need to get past a Peru and get the job done. They're very beatable. Once I was just watching them again this morning. They do create some chances, though, and against Denmark, they were quite good in attack. Their goalkeeper had to have a really great game. But they've got nothing on the line, so it appears as though they're really going to come and go for it, which means hopefully we can use our speed on the counter-attack, get in behind, and this time finish something without requiring a penalty. All of us are just praying, really, that we don't go behind again, because three times in a row to come from 1-0 down in this World Cup would be unprecedented and is probably a step too far.
Craig, thank you so much for coming on the show.
That's okay, my pleasure.
Craig Foster there. He's the SBS Chief Football Analyst. Pronouncing names correctly. Patricia Carvelis to you. 0418 226 576 is the text line. You can also tweet us using the hashtag RNDrive.